Interpretation device. Good afternoon, people. Chanukah Sameach. Shlavach Shemo. Ner Sheni Shel Chanukah. Chanukah is Leodot Ulhalel Lishimcha Agadol.
Best Chag.
Huh? Yeah, they're all great. But Chanukah and Purim are the only two. They're not going to disappear. We want the Mashiach, the Rashba says. Anyway, So, I want to share with you, Be'ezat Hashem, Lichvot Chanukah, an interesting halacha that comes up this coming Friday. This coming Friday is a very hectic and complicated day. Now, suffice it to say, without getting into too much detail, but it's preferable, all the poskim bring down, that just as we try to pray Mincha ve'Arvit every night before Hadlakat Nerot Chanukah, now obviously on Erev Shabbat, it's impossible to pray Arvit before Hadlakat Nerot Chanukah. That's not happening, because if you prayed Arvit, guess what?
You're not allowed to light.
Shabbat Shalom. Yeah, that's not, so you can't do that. But at least the poskim say, what should you be careful to do? Because a tadir, preferably daven mincha at least, even if you usually daven mincha right before shkia, but over here, in order to keep the element of tadir, because which avodah was, again, tefillat mincha is keneged which avodah? Tamid shel ben arbaim, korban tamid. Hadlakat nerot chanukah is keneged, hadlakat menorah. In the Beit HaMikdash, the avodah of korban tamid was brought before hadlakat menorah, and therefore, you know, want to keep everything in the proper order. Now again, obviously, it's not ma'akev bichlal. I've seen shuls discontinue their regular mincha minyan right before shkia on Erev Shabbat. Zelo nachon. It's not proper to do that because not everybody's going to make it, and you may needlessly be taking away a tefillah betzibur from. There's no such thing that if you lit nerot Chanukah before mincha be'Erev Shabbat, you're not yotze. Ma pitom? Zelo nachon. Of course you're yotze. There's an inyan to pray mincha early. So much so, Maran Zichron Berachah writes that if a person has, let's say you're in a place, Baruch Hashem, there's a plethora, almost every shul has, especially for Erev Shabbat Chanukah, an early mincha. Tov meod, mitzuyan. But let's say you missed it, or let's say it's not available, and I have a choice. I can pray mincha b'yichidut before lighting Nerot Chanukah, or light Nerot Chanukah first and catch mincha b'tzibur. Ma'adif. So you want to keep the mincha b'yichidut. Why? Because of what? Because you want to keep the order and the tadir. But what about tefillah b'tzibur? Maran Zichron Berachah says, ma pitom. No, forfeit it. Go do because of that. It's not such a big inyan. Don't forfeit tefillah b'tzibur just for that. But that's not the issue I wanted to speak about today. There's a famous tour. Thank you. The tour brings down in Siman Tafresh Ayin Tet. Very short, but very powerful. The tour writes as follows. Katav ba'al halachot gedolot. Ba'al halachot gedolot, we don't know exactly who wrote it, but it's certainly a gaon. It's attributed to the gaonim. It's attributed, actually, Maran Achida writes in Shem HaGdolim, to Rav Yehudai Gaon. We don't know exactly, but that's probably who it is. That's the very first sefer in history to compile all of the halachot of the Talmud. Sefer Halachot Gedolot. Followed by, who else did it?
The Rambam. Rif?
No, Rif was right after. The Rif did it after. Also compiled it, not into a, like, Sefer Halachot, it's called the Sefer Halachot of the Rif, followed by the Rambam, and then the two. Yeah, that's the order. Now, Maran wrote on two of these Sfarim. He wrote on the Tur, and he wrote on the Rambam. Which one did he write first? The Sefer Kesef Mishneh. Kesef Mishneh. Kesef Mishneh was the very first thing he ever wrote. First Kesef Mishneh, then Bet Yosef, then there's a Machloket. Shulchan Aruch obviously came after Bet Yosef, right? Because Shulchan Aruch is just what? It's a compilation, it's a quick review of the Bet Yosef. He has a different, he has a bunch of other Sfarim, Avkat Rochel and others, but there's a Sefer called, there's a Pirush called Bedek HaBayit. You know Bedek HaBayit is? Bedek HaBayit, you'll see sometimes in the Bet Yosef, you see block letters where he amended or added things that he missed the first time around. He reviewed it and added these things. That's why it's called, his perush was called Bet Yosef. And the amendments or the additions later, he called Bedek HaBayit. The maintenance, the checking of the house. Akol Yeshno. By the way, there's a pasuk in the Torah that talks about Bet Yosef. Which parasha would I find in it? Efo Bet Yosef? Maze Bet Yosef? This week's parasha, Vayir'u ha'anashim ki huve'u Bet Yosef. The akon me'atorah. Akon me'atorah. Anyway, the brothers, that's when they started wondering what's going on, we're here. And then he put them, Yosef HaTzadik Aya, look what he did to them. He played with their heads. So Moshe HaKadosh says, "Vaytmehu ish el achiv." He put them over there. He put them. He was looking at the cup. He says, "Okay, ata shepo." He's talking to them in Egyptian. He said, "They don't chap what's going on." And then this little Egyptian kid all of a sudden starts speaking Lashon HaKodesh. But nothing clicked that it's really him. There's many, many shmuz in the Baalim of Sarah saying this week's parasha. And when you're in denial, even if the truth is mamash hitting you in the face, you're not going to believe it. How in the world is he supposed... Yeah, he's looking at a cup and he's putting you in order and some little Egyptian kid is speaking Hebrew. Yeah? And he knows shchita, and he has a milah. Yeah. Yeah, this is a tough one. Aval ma? That's the koach, what we call negiot. When a person is nogea badavan, when a person is has self-interest or ulterior motives, or he's not mamash. But eventually they chap. So, katav ba'al alachot gedolot. I like to tell you the history of the poskim. Oh, you have to know mi neged mi. Katav ba'al alachot gedolot. Ner shel Shabbat v'ner shel Chanukah. ידליק של חנוכה ברשע, די מדליק של שבת ברשע, יצר לי להדלוקה של חנוכה, דה קיבלה לשבת. Which means, this is a famous shita of the Baal Halachot Gedolot. It's not the first time into Shulchan Aruch that it is quoted. It's also quoted in Siman Resh Samach Gimal, by הדלקת נרות שבת. Now, on ערב שבת חנוכה, we have two חיובי הדלקות. There's הדלקת נרות חנוכה and הדלקת נרות שבת. The question obviously is, which one first? And why? Baal Halachot Gedolot says very clearly, Chanukah first. Why? Because if you start with Shabbat, that's Kabbalat Shabbat, you lose the Hadlakat Nerot Chanukah. So, the tour continues, והתוספות כתבו, שאין הקבלה תלויה בהדלקה. Kabbalat Shabbat has zero to do with Hadlakat Nerot. ויכול להדליק של Shabbat תחילה, ואחר כך של חנוכה, כל זמן שלא קיבלו לשבת. Which means, according to the תוספות, a person may light Nerot Shabbat first, and Hadlakat Nerot Shabbat does not constitute a Kabbalah, and right afterwards, light Nerot Chanukah, as long as if you made a verbal Kabbalat Shabbat, then you're
done. That's lechatchila?
Huh? What?
That's lechatchila. You said could.
Oh, good. The Bet Yosef is going to be medayek in that word. You're asking Bet Yosef's questions. Vayiru anashim ke'u ve'u Bet Yosef. Now, it says as follows. Listen carefully. You know what else is very special about Parashat HaShavua? It's very unique. There's something very unique about the way the parasha is written in the Torah. Parashat Mekez. Huh? Completely stuma. No parashiyot bichlal in the entire parasha. You know what parashiyot are? Broken paragraphs? From the beginning until the end of Parashat Mekez, straight satum. No breaks. Very rare. Anyway, no Mekez. Mekez. Now, as follows. It's not tzadi. Tza ze lo nachon. Tza.
Sa.
It's not sa either. That's sin and samach. The lo. Sla. It's deeper. The sides of your tongue have to touch your palate. Sla. Yeah. Suddenly. It's a little bit sharp. No. That laugh. Yeah, don't hurt nobody. Yeah.
So, we need to save it all for the diktuk shir.
Mekez. The kof. Also, kof is a little bit deeper. It's a guttural letter. Now, Mikol Makom, Tosfot says, and the Bet Yosef actually brings down, not only do the Tosfot say that you may light Nerot Shabbat first, the Rashba, Ramban, Magid Mishneh, B'Shem Rambam, Rosh, they all disagree with Baal Halachot Gedolot. Magid Mishneh quotes the Rambam, he says, we don't find any sort of Kabbalat Shabbat linked to Hadlakat Nerot anywhere in Shas, in Kazdava. And he says that's Da'at Rambam. All of these poskim vehemently disagree with Baal Halachot Gedolot, and according Be'emet, based on this, La'alachal Ma'aseh, the Rashba and the Ramban say, well, actually the Ramban and the Rashba, who came first?
Ramban.
Ramban. Rashba was Talmido Shil Ramban. So they both say that a person should light Nerot Shabbat first. Shamata? Why?
Tadir.
Nerot Shabbat is Tadir over Nerot Chanukah. Tfaddal ta'aseh kacha. Now, what are you going to tell me, Rashba, Ramban v'Rashba? Hey, wait a second. The Gemara tells us that when you're faced, it's a Gemara in Masechet. I don't know if I'm going to be able to read it all out to you now, but everybody knows the famous Gemara, Masechet Shabbat Daf Kav Gimel. If a person has Ner Shabbat v'Ner Chanukah, well, I'm sorry, not this one. Ner Chanukah v'Kiddush Hayom. Skinim, they're very poor. They have a lot of money. Person has mamash Ani Marud, very, very poor, only has a drop of money, and he can spend it on one or the other, not both. Either a little bit of shemen for Ner Hanukkah or wine for Kiddush. Which one?
Shemen.
Why?
Midrabanan and Yetzirah, they say.
So there, and Ner Hanukkah is also midrabanan. Nachon, you're able to be yotzei the deoraita of kiddush and tefillah. Aval mikol makom. At the end of the day, they're both derabbanans. Kiddush al hayayin is derabbanan. Ner Hanukkah midrabanan. Why should one take precedence over that? The Gemara says meforash. Ner Hanukkah vekiddush hayom. Ner Hanukkah adif mishum pirsumen nisa, because of pirsuman nis. Hey! Wait a second, Gemara. Which is more tadir?
Kiddush Hayom.
Kiddush. So what happened? What happened to Tadir? Apparently, in the face of Pirsumen Issa, Tadir gets sidelined. Nachon? We say what? Which takes precedence? Tadir or Pirsumen Issa?
Pirsumen Issa.
Femeod. Okay. So let me ask you a question. If that's the case, why would the Rashba tell you, okay, Kabbalat Shabbat has nothing to do with Adlakat Nerot Shabbat. Fine. And therefore what? Light Nerot Shabbat first before Nerot Hanukkah. Hey, wait a second. Even because it's Tadir. I thought in the face of Pirsumen Issa, Tadir is better. I thought in the face of Tadir, Pirsumen Issa is better. Matomel?
Tadir is for before. Tadir means also that it wins.
Oh, you're saying Tosfot. Tosfot asked this question. And Tosfot brings a riot. This is a famous Tosfot right on the top. We're not going to read the whole thing right now. But he talks about
the timestamp.
What do you want?
No, we're good. Now he says, now.
It's fine.
You just tell me when it's 5 to 3. It's fine. Anyway, Rabotai, this coming Shabbat is, I wouldn't call it a rare occurrence because it happens most years of Hanukkah, but not all. What do we have this coming Shabbat? Shabbat Shemo. Shabbat, Rosh Chodesh, v'Hanukkah. 3 Sifrei Torah. What are we reading and how are we reading it? Talk to me.
Rosh Chodeshem first.
1 second. First we start Parashat HaShavua. Why Parashat HaShavua?
Tadir ve'no tadir, tadir kodem.
Okay. So how many aliyot are you reading Parashat HaShavua in this week?
6.
Minimum. Okay. Famous Tshuva Yabi Omer, if you finish the parasha in 6 aliyot, which is the minimum, no Kaddish. You do not say Kaddish. You go straight to the Sefer Sheni. Why do you not say Kaddish? You didn't complete the Chovat Hayom. Chovat Hayom for Shabbat is 7 aliyot. Now, it's minimum of 6. Can you add in Mosifim into Parashat HaShavua? You can be right by Yamim Tovim and Shabbatot in Pochatin Mehim, Aval Mosifin Alehim. The Mishnah says Maser Migina. You can add, Minhag Ashkenazim is not like that. Ashkenazim, the Ramah brings down, they never do Mosifin. In. You ever notice that? We don't have Mosifin. Only by Sfaradim. And when we do Mosifin, whoa, we.
10 times higher.
Like the Galut. Yeah? Mikol Makom, Rabotai, listen to this. So now, if you have Mosifim, which is 7 or more aliyot in Parashat HaShavua, then what? You say Kaddish. Then what do you have? Second Sefer is Rosh Chodesh. This coming Shabbat, we're not starting from Uv Rashi Chod Shechem. We're actually going to start from Uv Yom HaShabbat. Lichvodo Shel Yom HaShabbat, you start one paragraph before. And then what? You say another Kaddish. Why do you say another Kaddish? Even if you said a Kaddish before. Because you read another Sefer. The Minhag Sfarad that the Bet Yosef brings down is that every Sefer Torah that's taken out to read a Kriyat Chiyuv needs another Kaddish. And then what? Sefer Shlishi? Chanukah. Yeah? What's the halacha over there? Another Kaddish. Technically, if you have more than 7 or more aliyot in Parashat HaShavua this week, you're going to have 3 Kaddishim. After the first, second, and third. What about Bet Knesset that don't have 3 Sefer Torah? They'll still be reading all 3 Kriyot. But they only
have the reader.
Huh? Yeah, they'll be getting a different Aleh, obviously. But they'll have to roll it. As 1 or 2 Sefer Torah. How many Kaddishim?
2.
Because you didn't switch a Sefer Torah. So you won't be able to say another Kaddish. Yeah?
Is it a thing that it's not proper to roll Torah in front of people?
Nachon, it's Torah HaTzibur and it's not Kavod. But what is a Tzibur supposed to do if they don't have another Sefer? You know what I'm saying? I'm going away this Shabbos Hanukkah to some place with my family. Be lucky if they get 1 Sefer Torah. You know what I'm saying? 3. You know, who takes 3? I don't know. I'd be surprised if they get 3. But, you know, that's probably what's going to end up happening. Yeah, from Rosh Chodesh to Chanukah is Chikchak. That's from Pinchas to Naso. They're all in the sense of to Mikedze. That's Bereshit. Now, Mikol Makom, what's the order of the reading we said? Parashat HaShavua, Rosh Chodesh, and Chanukah. Hey, wait a second, Fractase. I don't understand. If you're telling me that when you have a clash between Tadir and Pirsum HaNes, like the Gemara says, you do Pirsum HaNes, which Kriya should come first?
Chanukah.
And end off, you should do Mashlim Chanukah, and Maftir, you should do Rosh Chodesh. What's Pshat? We don't do that. Halakha Psuka. Halakha Psuka, this is from the times of the Chachamim. The Gemara even brings them. You do Parashat HaShavua, Rosh Chodesh, Chanukah. Says Tesis monumental. Huge. Yeah. I always get nervous when Tesis says. Tesis can't say. Well, I mean, Tosfot is not a person. Rashi HaKadosh was a person. The Tosafot were not a person. They were a group of people, a school of people. Guess what? The Tosafot didn't even live in the same country. Name me three countries where there are Baalei Tosafot. France, Germany, England, Italy.
Germany.
Yeah. It started, Baalei Tosafot started in France, but then they spread out. And they, you know, as there were three generations of Baalei Tosafot.
How do you get in? To be one of the Baalei Tosafot?
I don't know. I've never been there. So, how do you get admitted?
Yeah.
No shas. So, you know, sometimes you're learning Tosafot. I've had a break for a little while because Nedarim has Tosafot, but it's not the same as Nedarim's Rashi is fake. It's not Rashi. It's Machloket who wrote it. Some say Shita Mekubetzet, all the way in the beginning, Nedarim says one opinion is Rashi's son-in-law, Rabbi Yehuda. Another opinion is Rashi's daughter.
Right.
Which is pretty ironic. The only Masichet in the entire Shas that's actually not Rashi says Rashi on the top. But, okay. Anyway, Bekitzur, it's not Rashi. The Ran is the Ran. The Tosfot is the Tosfot, but it's different. Everything in Nedarim is different. The language of Talmud Bavli in Masichet Nedarim is different. The language in Talmud Bavli, Masichet Nedarim, is reminiscent of Talmud Yerushalmi. It's very, very interesting. There's no teku in Masichet Nedarim. There's no Tanura Banan in Masichet Nedarim. You know that? One time, there's a story. There's a chavrusa shaft in the Mir, in Israel, and they were sitting and learning. And Rav Nachum, Alav Shalom, Rav Nachum Partzavitz, their shiva, is passing by. And there's someone passing by, and they're about to leave. So what do they do? They stand, Tanura Bono! It was Nedarim. So Rav Nachum came over to him, he said, there's no Tanu Rabbanan in the Dharm. Once, there's Dit Tanu Rabbanan, with a Dalet. But Tanu Rabbanan, there's no. I said, the Dharm is different. Aval, Mikol Makom. It's important. Huh? Maze. So now, when you learn Tosfot, Tosfot is the biggest Musar you can have. How little knowledge you have. Tosfot is talking to you like you know Shas on your face. Yeah. V'hada, amrina, and he goes here and there and there and there. You realize that before they started writing, they had shas on their fingertips, and that's why they're able to ask from here and slug up from there. And there's different kinds of tosfot. There's, you know, mineo be tosfot that take apart the sugya, and then there's shas tosfot, klal and shas. The longer the tosfot, the easier it is. That's usually the way it is. Not ironclad, but that's usually. Most people have a tendency. Well, I'm not in the sugya anyway, so tosfot's quoting this, quoting that, quoting this mana, that mana. Okay. Flip through it because that's not where I'm holding anyone. Look at the chalishut adat the person has to be. Tosfot's talking to you. Tosfot says, in order to have a conversation, you got to know shas kold. Otherwise, I have nothing to talk to you about. Yicha? And you want to get into yeshiva. The entrance exam for Tosfot's yeshiva was.
No shas.
You ever see shas yidden?
Oh, shas
yidden. They're so gishmak. Oh, I love them. You don't know shas yidden?
It's the yeshiva?
Yeah, that's in the one with Rabbi Yitzchak Yosef.
There's a bunch of them, but they're so gishmak. It's such a machayev. I have a brother-in-law who wanted to start a branch here. We were toying with the idea of starting a shas yidden. There's no shas yidden. You know there? It's a kollel that knows they do multiple chazarot. They go through shas 7 times a year, and they have tests, verbal, written, and you see sometimes Gedolei Yisrael coming to test them. If I hear. And the Rav says, he says, you know, where do you have this and this and that? And they each have a microphone, and they start screaming, Yivamot Pegi, yeah. He says, Efo Atosfot, and they start thinking for a second, and they start, it's such a, Shtabach Shemo, Eze Kiddush Hashem, Eze Kiddush Hashem. Look, you have, even today, you know where the term comes from, Shas Yidden? Comes from old, you know, old times. Shas Yidden, people who were who own Ch'as. You have that today also, just a matter of motivation. Tosfot answers, when do we say Tadir? Beats. When do we say Pirsuma Nes beats Tadir? That's only in the case of the Gemara. Ner Chanukah, Bekidush Hayom, you're not doing both. It's one or the other. When it's one or the other, which one wins? Pirsuma Nes. But over here in the case we're talking about, in the case of Kriyat HaTorah, you're doing one and not the other. You're not leaving anybody out. You're doing Chanukah Vegam Rosh Chodesh. When you're doing both, Be'emet, do Tadir first. Because you're not shirking the Pirsuma Nes. Therefore, over here, back to the Rashba, the answer to the Rashba, the Rashba would tell you, don't ask me, oh, what about Pirsuma Nes? You're doing both of them. You're doing Gam Ner Shabbat, Vegam Ner Chanukah. So it's not a question. Says the Rashba, do Ner Shabbat first. Nevertheless, if you look in Shulchan Aruch, which I don't have, Aval, Bon Iftach Shulchan Aruch, says, Hakim, Bonas. Okay, here we go. Orach Chaim, Siman Tav Resh Ayin Tet. Tav Resh Ayin Tet is 679. Shulchan Aruch. Shut up. 679. Here we go. Watch this. And Maran in Bet Yosef says, Halacha kedaat Rashba v'Ramban, that Ner Shabbat does not constitute Kabbalat Shabbat. And he says the same thing in Siman Samach Gimel. Unlike Minhag Ashkenazim, they do consider the Ramah and Poske Ashkenaz, the Magen Avraham Taz. That's why Ashkenazim, they're very careful. What do they do first? They light and then they make a bracha, because according to Poske Ashkenaz, not only does Hadlakat Ner Shabbat constitute a Kabbalat Shabbat, even the bracha can also constitute. They're choshesh for that opinion. Da'at Maran Zechon Bracha, everybody knows in Yad Yomer, one of Maran's top 10, or even top 5 halachot of his life was what? Making the bracha. Kida'at Maran, Kida'at Ari V'Rambam. Kol HaBrachot Kulam, Evarech Alehim.
Oseh Arasiyatan.
Pesachim Daf.
Zayin.
Yifeh Me'od. Yifeh Me'od. Now, Chutz.
Chutz Me'idayim? Converting the Ger.
No. Chutz Me'tvilat HaGer. Netilat Yadayim, Rov HaPoskim, including the Rambam, hold, you make the bracha before Netilat Yadayim also.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, Chutz Me'tvilat HaGer. Now, why is Tvilat HaGer an exception?
Can't make a bracha when you're...
Yifeh is a goy. Now, watch this. Says the Shulchan Aruch, I already lost it. Listen to this. Be'erev Shabbat, Madlikin, Ner Chanukah Techila, Ve'achar Kach Ner Shabbat.
Why?
What just happened? You just told me, Halacha is Kedat Ramban, Ve'Ramban, Ve'Arashba, Tosfot, that Ner Shabbat is not a problem of Kabbalat Shabbat. And, you know, Tadir comes before... What is Maran telling me to light Nerot Chanukah before Nerot Shabbat? You just pulled it. That's like a, it's not even a curveball. It's like a breaking ball. Boom. What? Mayesh. Mapshat. Two answers. Bet Yosef and Radbaz. Listen carefully. Bet Yosef gives one answer. Radbaz gives a different. The Bet Yosef writes as follows. Listen to this. Ulinyan ma'ase. Nir'ali. After all is said and done. De madlik shel Chanukah techila. De af ledivra cholkim al ba'al alachot gedolot. He says, when I say we don't hold the Baal Halachot Gedolot, that just means that you don't have to light Nerot Chanukah first. But even according to the Cholkim, if I want to light Nerot Chanukah first, go ahead. The Raman, Derke Moshe, attacks this Bet Yosef. Says, Ma Pitom, look in the Rashba. The Rashba is telling me, he says, you should light Nerot Shabbat first because of Tadir. That's not the Rashba. He's saying, Ledivra Cholkim ala. Baal Halachot Gedolot, you can light whichever one you want first. Not true, says Derke Moshe. Enter Radbaz. The Radbaz in Tshuvot in Chalik Bet, Siman Taf Resh Kav Zayin, he writes that if a person says, really, since there's a machloket, you're right. We could be'etzim light Nerot Shabbat first. But why get into the machloket? And even because of the Svarav Tadir, you shouldn't get into this machloket of a possible Chilul Shabbat. Tadir does not warrant, since you have a way to satisfy both opinions. And now, as a result, Tadir won't tell you, okay, ignore that opinion that's borderline Chilul Shabbat. You say, okay, put Tadir on the side and do Chanukah first. Number one. Number two, he says, Ner Chanukah is Chaviv. Forget about Pirsuma Nes. Ner Chanukah is mitzvah chaviva meod. Why is it so chaviv? Why is it so beloved? Davka, because it's less frequent than Nerot Shabbat, it's more chaviv, and therefore, because of the chavivut that we lend to Ner Chanukah, that's another reason to light Ner Chanukah before Shabbat, hence the psak in the Shulchan Aruch. Now, the Radbaz is not coming to explain the Shulchan Aruch, but, you know, Shnei Nevi'im mitnabbeim besignon echad. Yeah.
Is the answer of chaviv? Is that a chidush?
That what?
Well,
it's a second reason. The Radbaz gives two reasons.
Do you see it anywhere else, or do you just say it?
No, we do see that Ner Chanukah is chaviv. Mitzvah chavimah meod. All the poskim refer to Ner Chanukah as chaviv. Yeah.
You said the first answer of the Radbaz, we want to get a machloket of possible chilul Shabbat.
We don't want to, now again, since that's when, not the psak halacha. We don't want to get into a machloket just because of tadir. Tadir isn't strong enough to push us into a machloket. If push comes to shove, I'll pask in the machloket. No problem. Halacha is kedat rova poskim, not like baal halachot gedolot. Adlakat nerot Shabbat does not create Kabbalah Shabbat. But tadir is not strong enough to push me into that machloket.
If you want to get in a car, you need to make it tonight before you light the candles.
You don't need to make it tonight. Ledaat mana.
What is it?
You don't need it tonight.
It shouldn't be a machloket. That's what I'm trying
it
to
is
say.
A machloket. It is. Mana ase. Baal halachot gedolot. Gaon kadmon. Rabotai. See you visit Hashem. Either later. Actually, I can't come tonight. I have a wedding to attend.
You have masiba.
Oh, you have a masiba tonight? Oh. Wasn't there masiba last night?
No.
It was two things. Last night was something else, and then something else.
So I have a wedding tonight to attend. Yeah. So there is a masiba tonight?
Yeah.
What time?
7 o'clock till 10.
B'chul l'chaim tovim shalom.
I'll see Rabbi on Thursday.
Tomorrow.
Is everyone going to the man's house tomorrow?
Like the Rebbeim.
One second. Anything on tap for tomorrow?
Most Rebbeim are doing their masibas tomorrow, like Rav Lebowski.
Tomorrow is Wednesday.
Wednesday I'm having a masiba.
What time? So maybe we'll meet tomorrow afternoon. Okay, I'll talk to Yaakov.
All right.
Cool.